Okay, first of all, welcome everybody. A good Vach and a good Yar. Everyone should have a theme of okay. Said you muted me. All right. Anyway, I wanted to start with a little question and then to move on to the Vat. There seems to be a shtickle steer in the Rambam, especially if you learn, depending on the Rav Itzela. There's a famous question, and that is in the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, what are we supposed to be doing? Are we supposed to be, you know, everyone is this, the mashal is that there's the scales, we're measuring the mitzvahs, we're measuring the averes, which one you big tzaddik or rasha. So is the focus on Aseret Yemei Tshuva to do tshuva? That's called Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So the focus is try and cut down the averes, or the focus is on to do more mitzvahs so that even notwithstanding your averes, your mitzvahs will outweigh the averes. Right? A very simple question. So there seems to be, if you read the Rambam, and the Mefarshim, a stira. And the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, famous Rambam, he talks about the weighing. And he says, if you're comes out with more averes and you consider the Rasha, you're nechtam the Misa. If you're more mitzvahs, you're a tzaddik, and you're nechtam miyad lechayim, you don't even have to go to Yom Kippur. But there's a certain level of Beinoni, which we assume most people are today. And he says, a Beinoni toiden ad Yom HaKippurim. Im osa tshuva, if he does tshuva, then you go neftam l'chayim. Vim lav, and if you don't do tshuva, neftam l'misa. So Rav Itzela in the Kochvei Or, Perikayim, that's printed in the Or Yisrael, he asks the Kasha, how can the Rambam say that a Beinoni, if he does tshuva, he goes l'chayim, and in love, he goes to Misa. There's another possibility. Maybe he doesn't do tshuva, but he does more mitzvahs. Because there's two ways you can tilt the scales. So the Rambam makes it totally as if it's only totally on tshuva. If you did tshuva, you guarantee the chayim. If you don't do tshuva, Rambam says, perish. Im osa tshuva, ba'beinani, tzorim ad yom ami kippurim. Im osa tshuva, nechlem the chayim. That's it. If you did tshuva, you're vada chayim. Well, that makes sense, because you got rid of the averis. Bimlav nechtam the misa. Maybe you didn't do tshuva, but you did more mitzvahs. So Rav Itzela says in the Kachli, or it's a very long piece, but as he says pretty beferish, that the Rambam holds that there's such a tremendous chiyuv of doing a tshuva and aseres yemei tshuva, that if you didn't do tshuva and aseres yemei tshuva, that's such a serious avera that even if you did loads and loads of mitzvahs, it's not mistake. It would outweigh it. So therefore, as a stoma, obviously that's not 100%, but Derek Lau, he can say that if you didn't do tshuva, nechtam the misa. Okay. So that's Rav Itza. So in Ritza basically saying, and it seems pretty beferish in the Rambam, that what you have to do in Aseret Yemei Tshuva is tshuva. Imlav nechtam the misa. The problem is that the very, very next Rambam, it's almost as if Rav Itzela didn't read the next Rambam. The next Rambam says, because of this, which everyone learns is going back on Halacha Gimel, know that because it's a skill and you have to come out ahead, Nogu Kulam, Lekayim Belayla Baseres, Lokum, I'm sorry, Lokum Belayla Baseres Yemeidu. This I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong Rambam. When they in his head, Nogu Kobes Yisrael, La Harbos Pistaka, Ubemaisim Toivim, the last of the mitzvahs, Mirosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Yes, and we call you Mos Hashanah. So the Rambam says, Beferish, that the minig in Klai Yisrael is because of this problem with the scale. So what are they doing? Aseres Yemei Tshuva. I can read it again. Nogu kol beis Yisrael, the harbos bistaka, umaisin toivim, unasof the mitzvahs, mirosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippur. It doesn't even say anything about doing tshuva. According to Rav Itzala, there's no point in doing that. Mimanashach, if you did tshuva, you got your kapara, because tshuva is mechaper. So you're ready, you're nechtam lechayim. If you don't do tshuva, you're nechtam the misa. So why would there be any minig b'mar b'mitzvahs? It's a waste. That's a blatant kasha on the Rambam, according to Rav Itzala. So I once heard a very, very big yisayt from the Shiva, which would probably answer this kasha. Maybe it's a not so perfectly mashma in the lashon, I can't say, but probably Meister Rav Aaron, by the way, asked this kasha Rav Itzala. Rav Aaron in the Mishnah's Rav Aaron. It seems to be against the next Rambam, seems to be contradict him. So Rav Shiva said, they once asked Rav Shiva that Tzau, and a person picking his project, what to work on. So should you pick the project of working on what you're good at, and working on your mitzvahs to be better, or working on what you're bad at, working on your averis, where you're in general bad at? So the Rav Shiva said that since the goal of a project is to accomplish, you know, it's not just to make the Kabbalah, but it's actually to keep the Kabbalah. So he says, if you make a Kabbalah on what you're good at, so it's very likely you'll keep it because you have a natural, there's a reason why you're good at it. You're good at it because you have a natural personality. It's a natural inclination. So it flows with your personality. So you make a Kabbalah, it jives with your personality, you'll probably keep it. On the other hand, if you make a Kabbalah on something you're bad at, there's a reason why you're bad in it, because it's against your personality. So then it's very likely you won't keep it. So maybe he recommended you make a Kabbalah and what you're good at. So the guy's asking, but what about tshuva? You know, you're something you're bad in, you're doing certain averis. You know, shouldn't you make your Kabbalah to get rid of the averis? So he said a very exciting thing, based on Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avos, in the second parak, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asks his five Talmidim, Eizeh derech yishara shivchad al adam. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says over there, on the question that he asked, what, you know, what does yishara, what does it mean? What's the question? You have to do with the Taryag mitzvahs. So Rabbeinu Yonah said that pshat is that you don't have to focus on all Taryag mitzvahs. You only have to focus on one. And if you fix one thing, everything is interconnected. Just like in the physical body, if you have an infection in your toe, your person can die from it if you don't take care of it. And if you cure something, it makes everything else better. If you do exercise, because the whole body is one machine. So in the Ruchniyah sense, for sure, he says Taryag Mitzvahs is one entity. And if you fix any one area, everything else goes up. So Mameda, Rav Shiva said, you work on what you're good in. You work on what you're good in, you'll probably succeed. And then Mameda, through the back door, you'll fix the thing you're bad in. In other words, the thing that you're bad in, say you're doing certain averis, it could be directly to work on it that you have a tremendous Yetzirah. Won't necessarily go, but you work on what you're good in, that's easy. Now go, and then through the back door, I'll fix what you're bad in also. The mashal Rav Shiva gave, I remember he gave this mashal, is if you have a person who naturally is a good hitter in baseball, and he's a very poor fielder. He wants to really go places in his baseball career. So what should he do? So he says he's naturally a good hitter, and he's a terrible fielder. So he says, if he's going to work on his fielding, okay, so he'll remain as naturally a good hitter, which is good, but not really for the major leagues yet. And he'll improve his fielding, so he'll be a passable fielder. But he says he's never going to make it to the major leagues. But if he works on his hitting and he invests all his energy working on his hitting, since he's has natural talent in hitting, so if he works on hitting, he'll become amazing. He'll become amazing. They'll start writing him up in the newspapers. Here's this guy. Every time he gets up the bat, he hits a home run. He says the major leagues are going to be scouting. Scouts are going to come looking at this guy, and they're going to draft him. He can't field. He says, don't worry. When he gets into the major leagues, they'll make sure he knows how to field. Once you get into major leagues, the pressure and the whatever, they'll work it out. But the first thing, you got to get him into the major leagues. So that's what he said. You work on what you're good in. You become that, and that's your ticket to godliness and to even fixing your averus. So according to this, it would answer the steer in the Rambam, according to Rav Itzhak. The Rambam said that the first Rambam said that on your aseret shemei tshuva, you have to do tshuva. It's all tali on tshuva. Rav Itzhak's medayek that doing mitzvahs doesn't help. If you do tshuva, you go to chayim. If you don't do tshuva, you go to misa. And yet the second Rambam says, in the very next halacha, that the minig is to do mitzvahs. So according to Shiva, it's very good, because maybe you have to have that in mind. But chat is, you have in mind you want to do tshuva, but it's hard to do tshuva. Obviously, the first Rambam says you got to try and do tshuva, but it's hard to do tshuva. So the way we guarantee that our tshuva will work is by raising our madrega, by doing more mitzvahs. So by doing more mitzvahs, we make that our tshuva works too. Anyway, what basically comes out of the Maisa after this, before leaving the Dvar Torah, is that practically speaking, the Eitzah Tova, that at least according to Shiva, is in Aseret Yemei Tshuva and really all year, is generally speaking, when a person has to decide what project to work on, you work on what you're good at. And that has both benefits. You work on what you're good in with the indas, that this should help me fix what I'm bad in. So in the Neda, you end up accomplishing both. You did tshuva on what you're bad in, because you have a 10-year, you have charata avar, you're sorry you did the averis. You have a plan how to be better by proving in what you're good in. And besides that, besides doing tshuva on what you're bad in, you're also gaining all the mitzvahs that you're good in. So you double headed. You get both. You get tshuva and mitzvahs at the same time. So it's for sure a better system. You're working on what you're bad in, you might get nothing, because the tshuva might not go, because you're working against your personality, and you're not getting mitzvahs either. But if you're working what you're good in, so hopefully you'll be successful. You'll get tremendous amount of success in mitzvahs. And you also get through the back door, because your madrega goes up. You'll hopefully be misaking what you're bad in also. Okay. So that's it. Besides which, there's another svara too, which you just say quickly. And that is that there's a svara that we have of the Nasa Venishma, which Rishi also used to say. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos and Gimel Yud Beis. How can you have a person who's Naisa Meruba Me Hachmaso? So Rabbeinu Yonah brings, if you say Nasa Venishma, you get schar for all the mitzvahs that you're mikabo, even if you did before you did them. So it comes out that when you make a kaboa, a serious kaboa, now to do certain other mitzvahs, you already, before Rosh Hashanah, or on Rosh Hashanah, you make the kaboa on Rosh Hashanah, you already get this heart of all the mitzvahs that you're going to do. Because in Makshava Toiva Mistarif and Maisa, especially when there's a kaboa, and that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says, Nasa V'Nishma works, special system of Kabbalah. So he says you get all this char as if you did it already. So then what happens later when you do it? So the Alshuk says the Farish, you get twice, you get double char, which means when you make the Kabbalah, you get all this char, even if an Einus comes about and you don't actually do it. And then, or even if you yourself, if you lose the motivation, you don't actually do it. Since you made a real sincere kabbalah, you got the schar. And then once you do it, you get schar a second time. So it definitely is a good idea. So just to conclude the point, practically speaking, what we advocate, and I think this is what the Rashida held, is obviously the Rosh Hashanah, Aseret Yemei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also a day of tshuva. It's one of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. People don't realize that. Rosh Hashanah is one of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. What we do is we feel bad about the, you don't say vidui in Rosh Hashanah, but you're supposed to do is your own tshuva. So you feel bad about the Aseres you did. And then you have to come up with a plan how to be better. It's not enough just to have it be bad. The plan, very often, or at least part of the plan, could be I'll try and stop as much as I can. But realistically, I'm going to make it better. I'm going to make it more likely that I'll stop by working on doing more mitzvahs and thereby raising my level. If I raise my level, mimela, that will have an effect that will hopefully stop my averes too. So where the practical part, the gaboa part, is really doing more mitzvahs. The charata could be on the averes, but the practical part of the doing is to do more mitzvahs. Okay, that's theoretically. How does it play out in the ma'isa? So, each person has to think himself what mitzvahs he should do. But I just decided to, instead of leaving it vague, so I picked four different mitzvahs, so to speak, to pick. If you don't like them, you don't have to do them. They're not ma'akev. The first one I heard really from Rav is maybe also a little ambiguous, but I heard this from Rav Nosson Shulman. Rav Nosson Shulman was a very big gadol. You may wonder what he was. Rav Mordechai Shulman was Reshiva in Sabaka, the altar of Isaac Shira's son-in-law. He was his son. He was Reshiva when Reshiva was in Sabaka in Bnei Brak, and he came to America. Spent almost a year in America. What happened? I don't remember what year it was. I was in yeshiva. His father was Nifter. He said the entire Sabaka office was in his father's head. They didn't have any notes. And once he was Nifter, they lost touch with all their, the donors. So he came to America, Mesiras Nefesh. He spent like a year in America to try and rebuild the Sabaka office. He used to come around the yeshiva a lot. It was very close with the Rosh Yeshiva. In general, Mordechai Shulman stayed in Reshiva's house during World War II. He gave also shir when Rav David was sick. So the families were very close. And he used to come to yeshiva, and I used to speak to him a certain amount. So he told me the following thing. He went ahead. He was a wild genius, this Rav Nosson Shulman. So he went ahead and he had an ein sof. He went ahead and he rented an apartment to stay in some very wealthy neighborhood. He said that, this way he'll go to shul, Shabbos during the week, and he'll meet all these wealthy people. that's the way to make contacts. He'll smooth at them at the kiddush, not knock on their door for fundraising. He'll be living there. He says he feels terrible because to rent an apartment in this neighborhood costs a fortune. When he first came to America, he was renting in some basement in Williamsburg, I remember, which I don't think cost that much. So he told me as follows. He said, there's a Gemara that says, the praises a certain Amora, that he was just as careful when it came for a penny as when it came to a large amount of money. So he says, the world learns a shrach that even though it was only a penny, he was very careful for a penny. He says he owes it the other way. Avada, every tzaddik, every gadol worries about pennies, money, mama, and hektish. The pshat is that when you worry so much about pennies, you lose sight that the ikar is to get the $100. $100 is worth more than all the pennies. So he says people get so orangutan in the pennies that they lose sight. So here I'm worrying about saving money on the rent. But the ikar is to get that $1 million donation from this gevir. So I have to be ready to spend the pennies to get the money. Anyway, the point that he was making, he made this, he applied in general, is that we sometimes get so focused on, the Messiah Sisharim talks about Zahiris. And Zahiris is you pishpush or mishmish. And you take your meisim and you examine them under a microscope to see if there's any dakis of an avera. So you're looking for the pennies. You're looking for the microscopic constraints. And while you're looking for the microscopic constraints, $1 million just walked by you and you forgot you were too busy worrying about the pennies to notice $1 million. So he said, what your person, besides doing pishpish, he wasn't saying you shouldn't do pishpish and mishmish, but you need to also focus on the $1 million. $1 million means the opportunity. There are these great opportunities sometimes in life. They don't come every day, but every so often you get an opportunity to make them to do an amazing mitzvah, once in a lifetime mitzvah. And you can be so busy in your pishpish and mishmish that it can be a person drowning and you don't notice it. It can be, you know, you can have a guy in the yeshiva. If you're in the yeshiva, your roommate can be getting depressed and you could go ahead and get him out of the depression. You don't see him because you're too busy. What you're doing, you're not noticing. And I heard this from Rav Avrahami. He said there's a story that Rav Yisrael was walking and there was some woman and she was walking up to the bridge and apparently she was intentionally committing suicide. No one noticed. And Rav Yisrael, of all people, she didn't actually do it yet. You know, but Rav Yisrael was able to figure out from the way she's walking and her facial expression that she was going to jump off the bridge and he stopped her. He said, but Rav Yisrael didn't look at women. How did he notice? He says, for that, he looked at women, you know, like to see if the ladies, see that he had, you know, he had to pay attention. He was there, he's drawn and all his things. He was able to read her face, her expression, to realize that she's choshed to commit suicide. And he saved her life. So you have to go ahead. And these are like the big mitzvahs. They're big mitzvahs. Sometimes you're sitting on a bus and someone starts asking you questions and you can feel that he wants to, you know, you have a chance to make care of this person. Person can be working in an office and there's another person there and you can figure out that that person, if I invite him for Shabbos or whatever, that, you know, he's susceptible. He has interest. He could be, you can be makar of this person. So you notice the fact that your coworker might be interested in Yiddishkeit. There's all kinds of, you know, if you can be makar of your coworker, the Yiddishkeit, that's an amazing mitzvah. I'm going to say, that's dairis and dairis of mitzvahs. So that's daicha, you know, you're being diktuk, and not that we're mivat, not saying pishpish and mishpah is not important, but those are like the big mitzvahs comparatively. So there are starting prison, there are people that started these organizations, you know, the whole world is different because of their organization. Where they, how they get the idea of starting that organization? They thought of it. They were mechanish it. No one told them this idea. So there are people that are able to do great things. So Rabbi Shuman was telling me is that we have to be careful that as much as we have a Yiras Shemayim and Zahiris, that we don't allow our Zahiris, that we don't pay attention for the big opportunities when they come. So that is one thing to try and at least keep our eyes open, whether it's a mikar of someone, whether it's cheering someone up, saving someone else's, someone's marriage, saving someone's, keeping, someone might be going off the derech, and you notice that the guy's on the verge of going off the derech. You know, they're paying attention to things which could be major. Okay. Moving down, obviously, if we would pick a mitzvah, so we try and pick a mitzvah which is, you know, the biggest bang for your buck. So we believe Talmud Torah Keneged Kula. So it's probably the biggest bang for your buck. First of all, Talmud Torah is Keneged Kula both in quantity and quality. Because in quantity, you get a mitzvah for every second, every word. Chafetz Chaim says you say every second, you can say a word, probably even more than a word a second. So you get every second you learn, you get a mitzvah Talmud Torah, which means if you learn for an hour, that's an amazing volume of mitzvahs. And each word, each Talmud Torah is connected to them. So plus Barasi Yitzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. So you get the connected kulam for each word. You get the Torah Tavlin for each word. So obviously, the person wants to make a Kabbalah of something to move up. If he can move up in learning, that would be amazing. Now, many people will say, but I can't move up in learning. You know, and my day is full. So, you know, it's not like I have an hour, you know, lying around like doing nothing. But you'll be amazed. Many people, if they really paid attention, they would realize they really do have an hour lying around. But even if you don't have an hour lying around, very few people that cannot find some extra time that they're wasting that could spend. I just saw a sefer. I was in Eretz Israel. I bought a sefer. There's Rav Gedaliah Rabinowitz. He's a famous person. So he wrote a sefer about his father. Father was a very big gadol. So he said his father went ahead at a minute that he had in his Tawas bag a sefer mitzvahs of the Chafetz Chaim. And he made a seder when they sang the Chododi. He didn't sing, he read the sefer mitzvah. So he found 5 minutes to go ahead and do an extra mitzvah. He's reading the sefer mitzvahs of the Chafetz Chaim. So the person is a big masmid. Obviously, he doesn't waste any time. He's got very masmid. But the maisa, he found 5 minutes once a week when they sing the Chododi. You go to shul and the president makes his announcements. You can learn a cipher. You can go ahead. It's not shy. A person goes, travels to work. When he's in the car, he can listen to a tape. Almost anybody. It's hard to believe that we have every, obviously you can't go crazy, but there's, you can't find a whole of 5 minutes to add. It's very unlikely. Maybe Baruch Hashem, you can't, you're amazing. So a person, a definitely good Kabbalah is to add a little bit extra learning. If you can't add a whole Seder, because you have Baruch Hashem, you're booked. But to try and find a minute, 2 minutes, 1 minute, 1 minute, the Chododi, so how many, just 2 minutes a week. To add some kind of Seder, but the best thing has to be that you designate a set time, that you know the time, you designate a Seder, you're going to learn during that time, you designate a Chavrusa, if you're going to have a Chavrusa, otherwise you just end up battling. But when you have, like he said, he designated the Chododi for Seder HaMitzvahs, he had the Seder in his Tawas bag, whenever he started the Chododi, took out the sefer and he read it, right? With was it okay? Now that's Talmud Torah. I wrote down a third mitzvah just quickly. I don't want to spend time on it, but there's a mitzvah tzitzis, which I'm sure everyone does. But I happen to be very sensitive to the mitzvah tzitzis because I'm in yeshiva here, and for some reason, at least by high school kids, tzitzis is not in anymore. Used to be in, but it's not so much in. And Pete Tzitzis is getting a bad rap. So Tzitzis is an amazing mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah every second. It also says in the thing, Tzitzis has a tremendous kayach haskula that it brings that it protects you from doing averis. And you get every second. So for sure, a person should wear Tzitzis. But even if you wear Tzitzis, many people are very lax about it, that when they wear it, person tell you when to you put it on in the morning, when do you take it off at night. Person should really put on the tzitzis, which could really be the first thing you do. You wake up in the morning. I mean, if you're a bacher and you're making a bracha on your Tawas katan, I think you have to wait till you wash nego vaser. If you're married, many married people do not make a bracha on their Tawas katan because they're motzi with their Tawas gadol. So you can put on your tzitzis the first second you wake up. You have it next to your bed. You wake up, you put on your tzitzis. You can go to the bathroom with your tzitzis. You wear it and you can wear your tzitzis till you go to sleep. You take a nap Shabbos afternoon. There's no reason to take off your tzitzis. So if a person appreciated tzitzis with the amazing mitzvah, that again, that it's every second and that it protects you, so people would be a little bit more zayir, regretfully. And they say in today's, for some reason, I saw a tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that if a kid won't wear tzitzis, you can kick him out of the school because that's such a bad thing. Today, it's not like that anymore. Rav Moshe, in his day, someone wouldn't wear tzitzis, so that is already, I think that was like not being, that was like being Mechado Shabbos. You can kick him out of the school. But okay. All right, the last thing I wanted to say, and I think it's a very important point, is I was on the plane. I went to Rabbi Paugon's son's wedding. So I needed something. I was flying Spirit, which means I had no luggage. So I needed something very light. So I took this sefer I bought in Israel, a pamphlet called Amudei HaShiva. So he has here a very amazing, I thought it was a very nice thing, and I think it's kedai to say over. Basically, it's his arvadim on marriage. Basically, there's a Rasimcha Zisel that says, on the Yamim Narad, he has a sefer of Kabbalas, that he says that the best Kabbalah to make is the Mekayim the Mitzvah V'Ahavta Re'acha Kamayecha. He says there's no other mitzvah that you can get the volume of mitzvahs, because there's a mitzvah to love every single Jew. And there's like 10 million Jews. So there's a mitzvah, 10 million. If you love every single Jew, you get 10 million mitzvahs. And there's a mitzvah every second. So if you love every Jew, you get 10 million mitzvahs every second. So he says, as far as volume, there's no mitzvah that you can get so many mitzvahs. The problem is, but it's hard to love someone you don't know. There's 10 million Jews, but I don't know them all. I never met them. How can I love someone I never met? And then the bigger problem is that there's an extra mitzvah. Certain people, there's an extra mitzvah to love. He quotes the Rambam here in Hilchos Ishes, Perek Tesvav, the end of Perek Tesvav. It says, the Kain Sivu Yachamim, she other mechaben is ishto yoytzer migufa, the oava kigufo. So there's a special mitzvah of loving your wife kigufo, which means that even though there's a mitzvah of loving everyone, there's an extra mitzvah to love your wife probably more, and there's an extra mitzvah. So he writes, what happens? This is what he writes. I don't want to get in trouble. He says, what happens if a person is upset with his wife? Or a person's upset with his boss, or a person's upset with a coworker. So here, so how can you be mekayim v'ahavta re'acha kamayecha? You're upset with the person. How can you love be mekayim the mitzvah of loving your wife? You're upset with her. And actually, we said the same question. How can you love people that you never met? You never met them. So he says a basic aside, which is pretty, he says that the way you love someone is if you realize they're midas. People love midas. He brings riots, but that's not for now. So he says, how can you love some people that you never met? Because we believe that every Jew has special midas. He's Baishanim Rachmanim Goyim Lechasadim. So when you know they have those midas, so you can love them. He has these midas. So there's 10 million people in the world that have this mind as a Baishan and Rahman and Gamlech Hasad. I never met them, but I love them because I understand they have these minds. He says, what do you do about someone that you know and the person gets on your nerves? So he says, usually, in almost every situation, the Maida, the Chisarin is coming from a Maida. Let's say that the person gets on my nerves because he's very loud. But there's Maidas of being loud. You happen to be a quiet person, but there's minus of being loud. There's minus of being aggressive. There's minus of being outgoing. There's minus of being tough. He says most things, we're not usually talking about people, or most people are not Rishayim. Shadas, they have a different personality than we have, and that personality has a mind and a chisarin. So it's just because it's a different than us, so for some reason it bothers me. The marshal he gives, this is his marshal, is a husband who got married because he wants his wife to, he's dreaming of gourmet meals, and his wife likes to say tehillim and doesn't like to cook supper. So he's very angry at his wife. She doesn't make supper. The whole reason I got married is because I was dreaming of getting these delicious gourmet meals. I went to my chavrusa's house. He used to get these gourmet meals, and that's what I thought I was going to get, these amazing gourmet meals. And my wife doesn't like cooking. She's busy with the kids, and then she's saying to him all day, and then she barely cooks. So he says, you have to go ahead and see the mind in it. Okay, and Achinami, you're sorry you don't get your meal, but there's a tremendous maida in a wife who says to him, it's a tremendous maida. You don't know what kind of schusim you're going to get because of the ketehillim. You don't know the hashpa on your children. So there, it could very well be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did you a chesed. You may a little bit be talking, And he realized that the Tehillim is more important than you, than the Midas of the Gourmet Meals. But the person is Mechuyev, when even when there's something that bothers you about someone, to see the Mida in the thing that bothers you. Because you have to see the other person's Midas. If you would see the other person's Midas, then you wouldn't notice his Chisrinus. Everyone knows Rashiva's favorite joke, that this mother goes to West Point to see his graduation, to watch her son's graduation. And she tells someone, it's amazing. Every single soldier is out of step except for my son. Right? So when you have Ava, you don't see their chesreinus. You only focus on their midas. So he says that's what his point is also. That we have to see the midas. Mimeda, we come by seeing everybody has midas. And everybody has midas, especially from Klal Yisrael. The Midas should bring to Ava. And once we reach the Madrega of Ava, then we don't see any Chesreinus. You don't see the Chesreinus, you're saved from the Isra of Sinas Chinam, which is also could be a serious Aveira, could also be every second. And you can be Zeichet to the Mitzvah of having Ava every second. Okay. Anyway, so therefore, that's the conclusion. So the conclusion is that on the Asaras Yimei Tshuva, by all year, We were working on doing tshuva on our averus. We have charada for our averus, but the system that we use, generally speaking, is by working on our midas. We focus on our midas, and we work to then by going up in those areas that will pull us everything up. And I mentioned four areas, which but obviously you can pick your own. Is either stop keeping your eyes open for the big mitzvahs when they come. Talmud Torah, everyone should try something to increase somehow Talmud Torah, even if they can increase it 1 minute a week. It's also a tremendous thing. 5 minutes a week, an hour, whatever it is. And then I said tzitzis, obviously. And then also in the mitzvah of Ava obviously for our wives, for those who are Ava for our wives, Ava for our children. Ava for our co-workers and our bosses, and and all Klal Yisrael. Sometimes it's a very big nisayon, but the ability to go ahead and see the midas in people, and thereby realize their ava, and that way we get a mitzvah. According to Rav Simcha Zisso, he says you get the greatest volume of mitzvahs that possible. Okay, but Hashem, with all that, we should be all zeicha to having obviously that the mitzvah should outweigh our averus. You have tshuva, to have kapara and the averis, plus get the nasa and nishma and all the mitzvahs, and the Mebeda will come out with a being way ahead of the game, and will be zoicha to a ksiva chasima type. Shikayach, everyone, for coming. Rabbi Schwartz, you want to say anything?
Wish everyone a good yom tov.
Okay, thank you, everyone, for coming. And a good yom tov to everyone. Okay. All right. Take care.
Shkoach.